You could see what I see, cause my view is great and Mother Earth looks so beautiful from outer space. It's been a while since I've set foot on Earth's crust. I spend my time traveling, lifted off the stardust. My buzz goes light years, you don't wanna battle me. My competition light, like they living with no gravity. What's that I drive? It's called an Enterprise. I can read it in her eyes that she wanna take a ride. Shorty look bad, of course I couldn't help it. She had three titties, her complexion green like Celtics. I ring Cindy, he chillin' at home base. Informin' by the gang of space bunnies that wanna come play. And to arrive quick, I hop in my fly ship, sit up in my captain's chair and tell the autopilot. I said I'll be there soon, Cindy. Let's just cruise, sipping on blue juice. Travelers, we're coming through. Oh, with space dimes drifting through time, grab your partner in crime. I said I'll be there soon, I'll be there soon. Destination is the moon, and to make the time pass, up there playing StarCraft. I'm so strategic, I know you like that, and they can't fight, cause my empire strikes back. I go for birdie, and these haters go for par. I'm eating all these planets, you can call me Death Star. Wow. Hip-hop crusader, all black Vader. The only thing that's green is my bud and my paper. Success is like a star, it seems so far, but it's not that hard. Watch a boy sky walk, and when I make it, be touring all these places, flying around the world. You would think I owned a spaceship.
Let's go.
And I find we travel in different times, cause the grind leave these haters centuries behind. So I'm like,
I said I'll be there soon,
let's just cruise, sipping on blue juice. Travelers, we're coming through. Oh, with space dimes drifting through time, grab your partner in crime. I said I'll be there soon, as we progress, I continue to be the best. Giant leaps for mankind, but for me it's just one step.
Watch out.
Even on other planets, I'm still a paper chaser, but keep a lightsaber for intergalactic haters.
Man.
Swagger out of this world, whole galaxy trying to bite me. New era helmet, space boots by Nike.
You like?
And of course, music is the source. I'm a Jedi with this mic, I know you hear me spit that force. I get a message from this girl I used to know about a concert near this nebula, and can I do a show? Well, I'm down to keep everyone bouncing, so me and Simpty hopping our Millennium Falcon. And so prepare, cause this is our year. Simply MT, call it Final Frontier.
To make your body move is our function.
Our function.
Shape will travel the road and we'll cross a junction. We deliver the goods and we roll the dutchies.
Moving in the rhythm and you feel so strong. Moving in, you feel it like all night long. Moving in the rhythm and you feel so strong. Moving in, you feel it like all night long. Moving in the rhythm and you feel so strong.
And you feel so strong. She ain't like a blessed be the one who walks in the house of Jah. Miles I can we breathe out the opium. I can like up in the chanting. These are the trees we're planting. It kills all the ills I'm having. Rejoice in the glass.
Rejoice in the glass.
Say we're grooving in your rhythm and you feel so strong. Grooving and you feel it like all night long. Grooving in your rhythm and you feel so strong. Grooving and you feel it like all night long. Grooving in the rhythm and you feel so strong. Grooving and you feel it like all night long. And you're rhythm and you feel so strong.
I want your drama, the touch of
Roma, Roma, my Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
It's big pimpin', baby. It's big pimpin', spinning jeans. You feel me? Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, 'cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they fuss, I'm breezing. Talking about what's the reasons? I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut, till I need to be the Gus Dennis. Beep beep, then I'm picking 'em up, let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fist in cup, divorce 'em and split his bucks. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass with nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I'll be forever mackin', hard coded assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Hope get your ass in, and that's right. Check them out now.
Come straight about the black barrio. Make some meal upon for sorry ho. Now sit back and beat my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't fuck a scary ho. Now every time, every place, everywhere we go, hoes stop pointing and say, there he go. Now these motherfuckers know we carry more heat than a little bit. We don't pull it out over little shit. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a bitch. Just step up your vocab. Don't be surprised if your hoes stand by with me and you see it's coming down on your slab. Living ghetto fabulous, so mad you just can't take it. But nigga, if you hate now, then you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. Just break it. You gotta pay like you way wet with two pairs of clothes on. Now get your ass in the back as I pass to the track. Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Posted up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these hoes on. Ain't the track that we flows on. But when shit get hot, then the Glock start popping like ozone. We keep hoes drunk like Trigger Man. We really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's slip, getting throwed on the flip, getting blow with the motherfucking Jigger Man.
We be big pimping, spending cheese. We be big pimping on BLADs. We be big pimping out in PAT. It's just that Jigger Man, Pimp C and BUNB. Cause we be big pimping, spending cheese. And we be big pimping on BLADs. Cause we be big pimping in PAT. It's just that Jigger Man, Pimp C and BUNB.
Smoking out, pouring up, keep it lean up in my cup. All my car got leather and wood in my hood, we call it buck. Everybody wanna ball, holla at brawls at the mall. We be up, watch them fall, nigga, I can't fuck with y'all. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be riding Mercedes. Coming down and sipping daily, no records tell why they pay me. Now what y'all know about them Texas boys? Coming down in candy toys, smoking weed and talking noise.
Spending cheese, we be big pimpin' on BLADs. We be big pimpin' out in PAT. It's just that Jigga Man, Pimp C and BUNB. Cause we be big pimpin', spending cheese. And we be big pimpin' on BLADs. Cause we be big pimpin' in PAT. It's just that Jigga Man, Pimp C and BUNB.
You're listening to Unregular Radio, the following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
Broadcasting from downtown Boston, this is UnregularRadio.com.
Woo! Welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. Today in the studio, I've got my lovely co-host, Jess.
Hey, what up?
And we are lacking Ty, but totally making up for it with KC.
Butch as fuck.
Butch as fuck in
Ty,
the studio.
Ty, if you're
right
listening
now.
Somehow, I fucking hate you. She's in Vegas seeing Motley Crue tomorrow.
She's gonna go see Motley Crue!
I hate her.
Yeah, dude, she's kind of
so jealous, it's not even okay.
I know.
Ty, you need to take lots and lots of pictures.
Lots and lots and lots.
Lots of pictures.
If you shake his hand, do
not wash it
until you
come
back and touch me.
By herself. That's the worst part. Like, if I had money, you know I'd be on that motherfucking airplane with this girl.
That would have been like a Three Strange Women thing.
Absolutely.
The Three Strange Women go to Motley Crue. It'd be like The Simpsons going everywhere in the U.S.
Oh, dude, God, that's what I'm trying to make some money for this year, so we can
butt rock
start
bands.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, so
like,
we can go cover a festival somewhere.
Yeah.
Just follow Lady Gaga everywhere. No, you didn't sign up for that. I'm sorry,
no,
Jess.
No.
She's like, we'll figure something out. Yeah. Maybe it'll be one strange woman at each concert.
No, no. Like, I'll see Lady Gaga a couple times. Following her, no.
No.
It'd be like
shit.
Fish tour, but Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I couldn't even see you on Fish tour.
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fish tour, actually.
Fish.
My bad.
Where's Tomar when you need him?
I don't know. He's feeling a little under the weather.
Ah, I was feeling a little under the weather earlier today, and then I drank one of those crack shots, and now I'm fine. And by crack shots, I mean 5-Hour Energy. Thank you guys for coming in and giving us a whole bunch of free shit. It was amazing.
We have those here?
We do.
Oh, I'm down. I'm fucking sleepy as all hell.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find one for you.
Sure, we can get one around. Oh, man. So, yeah, it's been a crazy weekend. What did you guys do? Anybody?
Friday, I went to a show in Haverhill. At Kelly's Bar. It was Down to the Well, The Old Edison, Tristan Omend, I think I'm saying that correctly, and I forget the other one, but it was good. Nice little quiet folk night.
Nice.
Got really
nice.
Drunk, played beer pong. They had a beer pong set up in the back. Me and John kicked ass. He's listening right now. Best friend John, I love you.
I haven't played
we
beer pong.
We kicked ass.
I'm terrible at it.
Are you?
We've talked about, like, my... I'm basically kinesthetically retarded.
Oh, no.
Like, it's unfortunate. I'm super clumsy, and I have, like, big feet and sausage fingers, and it's just, like, it's really unfortunate when it comes to, like, trying to coordinate stepping and throwing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I was as good at, like, baseball and football as I was.
I used to be awesome. And then I haven't played in like 2 years, and I got a couple shots in. I didn't fail completely, but I could have done a hell of a lot fucking better. It was fun though. Good night.
I'm not so bad at sports. I've become more feminine in my recent years, so I can't quite catch a football the way I used to. But I was a cheerleader actually, believe it or not, in high school.
I was
in color guard.
In what?
Color guard. Sabers and rifles and flags and stuff.
I don't know what that is either.
Like, you run around on the field and you, like, throw shit around. I was also in drumline.
Nice.
That's cool.
Like, oh, I know what that is. That's awesome. Yeah, no,
that's
smiling.
A safe topic.
I'm like, wait, what?
I'll show you people.
Yeah. What'd you get into this weekend, Casey?
I worked a bunch this weekend, but I managed to make it out to one show at McGann's, and that was for the No Contracts Needed competition.
Nice.
Last week we had two shows. The winners were Tumbleweed Company and Hadrian's Heroes. I didn't see the Hadrian's Heroes show, but Tumbleweed Company fucking killed it.
Nice.
These guys are like barely out of twink age. I think they were barely allowed in that bar.
I love it.
Like our favorite doorman would have I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have let them in if they didn't have like 5 or 6 forms of identification.
Wow.
And their parents there to be like, nah, dude, straight up, they're 21. But
because I know crazy. They're very strict at McGinn's.
Yeah. No, I mean they definitely strict. Like let them in, but these cats looked young, and they got up there and wailed. Just wailed. It was like, I mean, you think about it, like, I mean, granted, my favorite, like, one of my favorite local bands was on the bill. It was Strangers with Knives. Also, like, the Inevitable Zombie Apocalypse.
I love them.
Another great band.
I
Ghost Sorority, great
them.
Band. Like,
yep.
I mean, it was a stunning lineup. But, I mean, Judgment proved true, and the crowd vote proved true. Like, I mean, it really, really came down to it. And Tumbleweed Company, like, I mean, if anything, like, I mean, they were the band that I saw out of, like, the bazillion that were on that bill, because, like, there were, like, 12 bands playing. I think it was actually, like, 9, but whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe 8. Whatever. Anyway, so it was, like, 2 shows worth. So I can say, like, we can definitely say that there was a band to throw my panties at. It would be Tumbleweed Company if I didn't feel creeped out by the fact that they look 16. So
you can still throw your panties, I'm though, because you know they're not.
I'm not going to throw my panties, but panties tossed in spirit, friends.
Yeah.
Like, you had a great show. I'm really glad they're moving on.
Was that Friday?
That was Friday night.
Nice.
So they're moving on to the next round. And then if you want to check out what's going on for the No Contracts Needed competition, we have 4 shows at McGann's this week. Or three shows at McGann's and 1 show down at Firehouse 13 in Providence. So nice. if you're in Southern Mass or if you're in Rhode Island, you can definitely check it out there. We have tickets up on the site, or you can look at the No Contracts Needed What's on Tap competition edition on the front page. It was hard to say.
That was a mouthful, dude. You did a good job.
I dare you to say what's on tap.
Dude, I commend
you. Repetition edition. Times fast.
Twice in a row.
Ridiculous.
I'm jealous.
And I have a retainer. I'm missing teeth. For those of you out there in listener land that don't know, I'm missing like 5 teeth.
Yes.
Oh, man. What about you? What did you do this weekend?
Well, actually, I want to know who won. Do you know who won on Saturday?
On Saturday night, it was Hadrian's Heroes.
Hadrian's Heroes. Cool.
Yeah, that may be pronounced like Adrian's Heroes.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't care.
The Frenchie of the office told me it was Hadrian's Heroes. And I'm inclined to believe her because she sounds so much more intelligent. So, like, it might just be like, oh, you have an accent. I believe you.
Oh. Well, cool. Nice. I'm glad. No,
I've been known to do that.
Because it sounds more intelligent.
Well, I mean, even if it sounds dumber, like if Southern people tell me something, I feel like I should trust them more. It's just it's a thing.
It is what it is.
You do the same thing, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks, Casey.
Calling people out. Shit.
Oh, man. I got into some crazy shit this weekend. Friday was my Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord, the tiny black dress.
I had the tiniest little slutty black dress on. It was amazing.
You look great.
Thank you.
You know what? I like that you're like, you know, you're normally pretty modest and like, you know, just kind of relaxing clothes, like cool
jeans, long sleeve
yeah.
shirts, like don't
but
even
when
show my
you
titties.
Get dressed up, you like what
oh,
I was
dude,
saying
seriously,
earlier.
Yeah. When, yeah. Like, when the eye makeup comes out
one.
And the fucking strapless bra comes on,
yep.
Like
bra.
Seriously, Jackie gets salty
for real.
She gets salty, man.
You're a little
like,
firecracker.
She's ready to go.
I'm ready to go. You put me in that dress and it's done. I actually. Well, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, Jesus.
You're like, I would fuck the shit out of myself.
Damn,
I'm not
man.
Used to seeing myself like that. So it's like, oh, wait, what is happening right now? I'm just going to walk away from everything. No, but my favorite part of the whole weekend, it's really hard to even distinguish like my weekend because it was crazy, but I crowd surfed for the first time.
That's awesome.
Ever. Twice.
I feel like that'd be kind of scary, to be honest.
12 minutes apart from each other or less.
That's pretty awesome.
In a dress. I'll show you my bruises. I have a couple cuts that I don't
yeah,
know
you,
where they came from.
You showed me some stuff on your knees from possible crowd
happened.
Surfing injuries.
I literally, like, it was so crowded up in the front. Like, it was a sold-out show at the Paradise. I actually got in thanks to Will from The Effective Dose.
Thank
nice.
You, Will.
Yay! Connections are the best thing in the world.
Right.
But, no,
it's
so,
not what you know.
It's who you know.
Definitely.
So, no, I got myself and... plus 2 into this concert and we had a blast, but it was packed, like completely packed, and for the first time, like, I'm out in a dress and heels and like the first time in at least a couple months, like, having a good time, like, in my crowd, like my scene and shit. And so I'm in there and I'm squished. I'm literally so squished that I can't like move my own arms to get anywhere. And I look at this one guy, I turn to my left the first time, I'm like, you know what, I want to go up. And he goes, up? I'm like, yeah, up. I want to go on top of the crowd. I want to make it to the stage. And he's like, fine, let's do this. So he grabs me by my waist, and he tried to do it once on his own. I'm like, nah, I got to jump, dude. You got to give me, like, leverage. I got to do this and, like, get myself up there. So he gets me. He didn't even be a creep. Like, he didn't go up my skirt or
That's
anything.
Cool, man.
He literally grabbed, like, the back of my thigh and just fucking shoved me. And I was hanging on to 2 different people's heads at the same time, knees on shoulders, like, everywhere. Like, I gave my glasses to my friend because I knew what I was going to do. And I ended up on the stage, and they let me stand stand there for a second. I just looked around. I was like, woo, my arm like above my head.
Oh, yeah. That's dirty, awesome. Dirty finger waving.
Dirty finger. It was the whole hand. I need to know the name for the hand. Like
dirty hand?
Dirty. I get my whole hand in. Fuck those couple fingers.
Let's not get too creative. Like, we got to keep it in the same, like.
But that was amazing, dude. Now, and I, they let me go. Because I went around for the second swoop onto the stage, my second stage crowd surfing thing, they decided to pull me aside, and I got this awesome like VIP sticker, and they said, wait till this next song, and when he goes on for this next song, you can go up on stage. There was another girl, I don't know what she did to get back there, but she must have done something just as crazy, and he let both of us stand on either side of him and just kind of like, you know, be all over him as girls, and like, that's, it was awesome, hilarious, dude. It was so good.
That's awesome.
That was my Friday. I was shit. All
right, you win.
And then we came back here.
Friday. Yeah, dude, you win.
We came back here afterwards, and I sent one girl home, and like they left. There were three of them here, and like one girl went home. My friend Erica, and like they just were. We were beat. We were drunk. Like we went to a martini bar afterwards. Jessie nice. Came, and like Jessie's one of my girls. You'll meet her soon. Like she'll come in. But these girls and I partied hard, like hard. Then we finished up here with Blunts, and Mr. Happy came by. With
I love him.
A couple of our other friends.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I slept through all of that.
You did. You missed Ryan Martin and Michaela and
oh, dude,
Mr.
Like,
Happy. And
I'm not even kidding, man. Like I showed up, and I was like, oh, what's up, everybody? Hammered?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. And I was like, oh, my God, Casey and Dex. You and Dex both just knocked right out. But I came back. I went home at like 5:30 in the morning that night.
Yeah.
And I had to be up the next day because I went and I visited our good friend Cookie.
Cookie,
in New Jersey.
I love you, meow.
I took the fucking train all the way from South Station to Penn Station and then hiked it on a bunch of other trains and like had this really awkward experience with some random woman, and we split a $40 cab to actually where Cookie's house lives because she lived like 2 feet from where Cookie lives on.
That's weird.
On a weird, like, something was watching over me up there. Like, it was really weird, but it was fantastic. And like, oh man, nice. I had so much fun. Amber was there, and they made me some dinner. I made some new friends, Mary and everybody up at Cookie's house, and like at Rick Cusick's house.
Nice.
Of High Times. So it was Rick was out doing the marijuana conference, whatever, was, you know, with Keith and everybody.
That was in DC, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And so they were like, party for the girls. And so we had whiskey and rum. And
nice.
They made me chicken and eggplant parmesan. And let me tell you, the eggplant parmesan, whatever, what the fuck ever this woman who made this did, Janet, I think. Oh, my God.
I love eggplant parmesan.
The best eggplant parm and chicken parm I think I've ever eaten.
I have a hard time with eggplant parm. It usually catches me on the texture.
No, see, this is what it catches me, too, on the texture. I know exactly, like, the slimy.
Yeah, you and I agree with the...
It was fried so perfectly.
Really? Was it like almost crispy?
Almost crispy, but not crispy enough that it was like
crunchy.
A crunchy, yeah, like not a chip.
I want this so bad right now. Like, God damn it,
I ate so much. I ate like a fat kid, and you have no idea. And then they bought an Oreo cookie cake, and I had to have a sliver of cake at like midnight. And then we totally watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show and snuggled, me and Cookie. And
I've never seen that.
Oh my God, you need to. It's fantastic.
I've been told that my whole life.
You have to see
You strike me as someone who would have been molded by that had you seen it at the right age.
Yeah.
See, I feel like that's why I don't want to see it now. Because I feel like if I saw it now, I just wouldn't like it. If I saw it like at the right time in my life,
it's a
like,
love-hate thing.
I would have
saw it at the wrong time in my life.
I feel like I'm past that time.
Yeah.
So now I don't want to see it. Just like,
we'll get you into it.
Yeah, I remember watching it because at the time I was going to church 3 days a week.
Ooh.
It was completely straight edge.
Ooh.
Like, involved in, like, choir and theater and all this other stuff. And I saw it, and I was just like, I got all up in my soapbox about that. I was like,
I'm an ignorant prick.
Yes. It happens.
So
it does.
I haven't seen it since. I'm sure it's on. I mean, what I remember of it, like, watching clips of it now, like, it's fucking funny as shit. But,
yeah,
like, watching it at, like, 13 years old, when I'm completely
I started
full of shit,
probably, like, 11.
Idea.
Yeah. I started at like 11 or 12.
Yeah. I was a twat when I was a kid.
I'm still a twat.
Twats for life.
And before we hop into this first musical break, I want to take a moment of silence for Whitney Houston right now.
Still kind of not that shocking, though.
I know.
I feel bad.
It's like, wait, how long? Are you serious?
I feel bad, but, like, it's really kind of not one of those shocking deaths.
No, I'm not as surprised. I mean, it was sudden.
I mean, it was, yeah, very sudden, it was, but not shocking.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, I mean, you think about
she died in L.A.
How well.
Right before the Grammys.
Before the Grammys. Like, I mean, you think about it, she was probably scheduled to perform.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She was scheduled to start hosting or having something to do with the X Factor. Maybe Tomor was just like tweeting about nothing, but like, I mean, it was in his Twitter feed, which I am going to, like, one way or the other, not verify as truth. But I mean, the whole Whitney Houston, like, her dying, it's just another one of those things. And her publicity company did an amazing job towards the end of her life of, like, covering up how extensive her drug habit was.
Oh, yeah.
If that was the case.
Yeah.
If it was a case where her drug habit killed her, I'm not saying that it was.
Because
that's
completely
unverified. There's no autopsy results. There's a lot of speculation. But if that is the case, like,
they did a
her
great
publicists
job.
Are fucking amazing, and you should have them on payroll.
Well, they're looking for jobs now.
I'm sure they're probably getting floods and floods of money because they're like, oh, well, you guys handle this whole, like, OD thing, like, really elegantly.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that, like, we have some high-risk talent that we could use a little managing for. And, like, just in case, maybe you want to, like, make sure that there's some stories about them being in the Bahamas the next time their downtown Beverly Hills home catches fire.
Oh, man. Whitney.
Whitney, we'll miss you.
Rest in peace.
We will miss you. You were a diva, for sure.
I will miss Whitney of 1986 through 1996.
Yeah.
Yep. That is the Whitney that I miss.
I used to jam out in my mom's car as a little girl to Whitney with, like, it
oh,
was
man,
one of those.
I Want
to
Dance with Somebody?
Yeah, yep. Dude, me and my aunt used to rock that shit every night in my basement.
Greatest Love of All? I spilled gravy on myself singing that in a Denny's when I was five.
You're adorable, Casey.
Well, let's hop into our first musical break. Speaking of I Want to Dance with Somebody, here's a little Whitney Houston for everyone. Rest in peace. UnregularRadio.com. This is Three Strange Women. We'll be back. Keep it locked.
And sniff what you can again. Veterans at 14, who's selling them a bag? All my friends head to like the medicine experiment. By now, the life is like a movie with the wise cast. Throwing gems around like we don't give a fuck about your lying ass. Know what time it is and who decides that. Pussy's what I like, but you're a coachy type vagina snatch. Put a bandaid on that slice, cover your poo-poo. Oozing at my fucking persona, my aura's crucial hours. Non-recruited, walked into the office with a problem. Juicing up your status and a profit off of you, kid. Nugent, remember the name and don't forget it. Why you hoping everything is copacetic? I don't regret a motherfucking thing. And this coke epidemic of the dope that got a hold like a death grip on my best friend. Tell me how the fuck I got to where I am now.
Where are we?
508 the fucking lands down.
Where are we?
Wherever the fuck we wanna stand now,
yeah.
Massachusetts winning hands down. Tell me how the fuck I got to where I am now.
Where are we?
508 the fucking lands down.
Where are we?
Wherever the fuck we wanna stand now,
yeah.
Massachusetts winning hands down. Heavy. This rehab consideration a broke levy. A busted dam, buckets of water waking to fuck the land up. My mind is like a running stream, or like 100 thieves. Every one of them with one of these. Well, I wave a gun to show you what I mean by one of these. Fucking geek. Touch the same street I skied on and never see another week. Haha, next Tuesday, be expecting me and my 10 goonies. Reaping all these at your crib, Scooty. Scotty Starbucks over here, Super Sammy. Shut his mouth up quick, as long as you can hear me. Danny Dingbat and his buddy Billy Bubbles in his fitted cap. Looking rugged when he really snuggles with a fucking bag. Pretty much the kids we love to fuck up. So if you're one of them, welcome to Mass, motherfucker.
Tell me how the fuck I got to where I am now.
Where are we?
508 the fucking lands down.
Where are we?
Wherever the fuck we wanna stand now,
yeah.
Massachusetts winning hands down.
Tell me how the fuck I got to where I am now.
Where are we?
508 the fucking lands down.
Where are we?
Wherever the fuck we wanna stand now,
yeah.
Massachusetts winning hands down. I'm digging in pockets for chunk change. And when the nickel flips and hits the grind, I become crazed. I become what the rest of you are now. That's a deluded version of a child's brain. My name hopefully can hold you when it happens slowly. But if you don't already see the loneliness in the homes we got, push over homie, open your closure up. Notice this dysfunctional love we sew together, we're never torn apart. I'm born to make you wanna say what's on your brain. Accordingly I fall in place and offer change. We more than poor and rich, talk the game. Cause a dollar don't pop out of a bleeding cut, not for me. It's simple equations and mathematics, and I'm even bad at it. I just never quit, it never mattered. It never crossed my deaded head when getting prepped to pay a visit back to hell again and lay in bed sweating.
Tell me how the fuck I got to where I am now.
Where are we?
508 the fucking lands down.
Where are we?
Wherever the fuck we wanna stand now,
yeah.
Massachusetts winning hands down. Tell me how the fuck I got to where I am now.
Where are we?
508 the fucking lands down.
Where are we?
Wherever the fuck we wanna stand now,
yeah.
Massachusetts winning hands down.
It comes from growing up in a place like
Northbridge,
and there's more people that grow up in places like that than you'll ever imagine. I mean, the disaffected,
It's a place where your friends would rather kill themselves than use their imagination. I mean, there's nothing around you, so you have to basically grow this whole other world in your head. And that really makes for strong personalities, and that's why a lot of the people that come from
Massachusetts,
probably the sickest I've ever seen.
Shout, shout.
Three Strange Women, we're back what on unregularradio.com. Miss Jackie, Jessica.
Hey.
Casey.
Oh, hey.
And I'm horrible with names. We have one of Jessica's friends here in the studio.
Hey, I'm Trish.
Hi. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, dude. This is cool.
No problem.
Nice.
Love having friends in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for keeping me sober for an hour.
Sure thing. I don't know if you're in the right place necessarily for that. But,
good luck.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah, glad you're in the area listening. So, that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I have like 3.5, or is it 4 strange women in one room?
Yeah, right now. Like, well, we can discount me for a little while, and you guys can be the 3 strange women for a few.
I like how you get off the hot seat on that.
I like to. Well,
you're also
a while.
The host,
it's her show, man.
Yeah.
She can do what she wants.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Take whoever the fuck I want off the hot seat. Just a follow up from the morning show. There is actually an event on Facebook to get Casey laid on Valentine's Day. I am not endorsing this event.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Totally down for this. Just letting you know, it's there.
That's tomorrow, shit, girl.
That's tomorrow.
Fuck, that is tomorrow.
You better apparently at 4 p.m. and I've been invited to join by someone else.
That really funny.
What the fuck is the picture for
Let's
this?
Talk about Valentine's Day for a second. I'm not anti-Valentine's Day, but I just completely disregard Valentine's Day as a...
Yeah.
This year and last year were the first times I've ever had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been Squall. And before that, people, like, that I knew in relationships would be like, how do you deal with Valentine's Day? And I was like, I think about it like Hanukkah. And they were like, what? And I was like, I'm not Jewish. I don't really celebrate Hanukkah.
I like
it's
that.
Another day. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not in a relationship. Yeah. I don't want to celebrate
it's
this.
Not a holiday for me in that case.
I haven't been in a relationship in at least 3 or 4 years, for sure.
That's
and
cool.
I like it. Yeah. I totally dig it. I'm very
Being
happy.
Single is cool, man.
It's fun for me. But, yeah, Valentine's Day. Woohoo! Go get drunk. Do something productive. Don't waste your time and money on one person.
I signed
unless you're
up.
Already married, in which case, please take care of your significant other.
I signed up for this contest that if I win, Narragansett is going to deliver a 6-pack of Tall Boys and a dozen roses to Squall at work tomorrow. I really hope I win.
Sweet.
That's cute. Awesome. I hope you win, too.
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got him a bubbler, too, for Valentine's Day, so...
Does he know well. That already?
Yeah, I gave it to him.
I was
going to
say, if he doesn't, he does know.
No, I would have broken otherwise, so I was like, you're getting this early.
Yeah, just make it not your responsibility anymore.
Yeah, and then he gave me his gift early, too, so it worked out well.
What'd you get?
I got the DuckTales video game for Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
What?
So excited.
DuckTales is awesome. That's fucking fantastic.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
So let's hop into some article stuff.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Ellen.
Love Ellen.
In the news a lot lately. She just started a campaign thing with JCPenney. She's the new face of JCPenney. And there's a group called 1 Million Moms that was...
That is a scary thought.
Yeah.
I gotta say, better her than Martha Stewart.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Am I
right?
Look
at the difference in the people. Like, these moms and these people calling themselves 1 Million Moms who are actually only about 40,000 people, which is, you know...
Not a million.
Not quite a million.
On Facebook. Let's be fair. That's on Facebook. Like, there's a lot of spin going on both sides for this article.
Yes, but still, that's kind of, you don't...
I'm not saying what they're doing is right.
You're not 1 million yet, don't do that. Like, don't give yourself a concrete number.
They
like,
should just call it, we're hoping for 1 million moms, but
yeah.
We'll settle for more than 10,000.
Yeah.
Like,
they're against Ellen being the face of JCPenney because she's homosexual. And that it
lame.
Did they actually say because she's homosexual,
no.
Or did they say because she
no.
doesn't support family values?
This is what was posted on the 1 Million Moms Facebook page. Blah, blah, blah. Funny that JCPenney thinks hiring an open homosexual spokesperson will help their business when most of its customers are traditional families. As consumers, what we find tragic is a corporate office and customer service department that not only transfers customers to voicemail, but even hangs up on them rather than hearing their concerns. DeGeneres is not a true representation of the type of families who shop at the retailer. The small percentage of customers they are attempting to satisfy will not offset their loss in sales by offending the majority.
I believe they also said that JCPenney was jumping on the pro-gay bandwagon.
Yeah, that was...
A little
they
ridiculous.
Call it a bandwagon.
Yeah, that's kind of... There's no bandwagon in being pro-gay. It's called
Tebow
was a bandwagon. Okay?
Yes.
The Giants, after they won the Super Bowl, is a bandwagon.
I still like Tebow.
Like...
Fuck off.
We're going to have a talk in the alley after the show. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, we have a rape alley.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We're going to take care of some business after the show.
I'll miss you guys.
But, I mean, not only a lifestyle choice, but a civil liberties choice like this. Like, it's not a fucking bandwagon.
It's not
cunts.
A goddamn bandwagon, exactly. And with, like, all of this recent controversy, like, with the presidential debates and everything happening, and, like, a whole lot of the Republicans are anti-gay, and, like, it's a controversy kind of right now in society. And the senior VP of JCPenney, his name is Greg Clark, said about said this about Ellen being the face. Ellen is amazing. I can't think of anyone that would be a more positive and aggressive fan and proponent partner for us. She believes in our partnership. We love that she represents diversity, which is what we feel this country is all about. In our marketing images, you'll see every race, creed, type interacting as couples, as friends. We're focused on representing America in its true form, not its old-fashioned American form. So,
which I think that, like, because, I mean, their previous spokesperson was Martha Stewart. Am I correct? I wasn't, like, talking out of my ass.
I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
So old. So old.
You're not old. I just hate Martha Stewart.
No, I just, I remember JCPenney commercials from more than 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't really watch TV.
I don't watch, that's my thing, too. I don't watch any TV. Barely any movies. Like, I'm a big music person. But I also have here the video of Ellen talking about this on her show. We'll play this for you and then run into one song musical break, and we'll be back on unregularradio.com. Keep it locked. Oh. Well, let's continue. We've got an ad that we can't get by.
Of course, no.
Always an ad.
There's always an ad. It's a stupid ad, too. We won't even talk about it. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Son of a bitch.
But
God damn
here we go.
Well, at least
Ellen.
It was rainbow.
Some good news for marriage equality in California yesterday.
This I'm more excited about.
Yes.
By the way.
If you haven't been following it, I'll catch you up on it. For a long time, same-sex marriage was not legal, and then here in California, it was legal for about 25 minutes. And then it was not legal again because of something called Prop 8. Which bans same-sex marriage, and I'm happy to say that yesterday an appeals court ruled that Prop 8 was unconstitutional. Yay! Now, I'm sure the people who oppose it will try to appeal it, but it's a step in the right direction, so I'm happy. But, however, this leads me to something else that I'd like to talk about. You all may know that I've recently teamed up with JCPenney. I'm very excited about that. Not only because I think it's a great store, but also because I get a great employee discount, and I could use some new T-shirts. Anyway, so I'm happy about it, and JCPenney is happy about it, but there's a group called 1 Million Moms that is not happy about it. And normally I try not to pay attention to my haters, but this time I'd like to talk about it because my haters are my motivators. This organization doesn't think that I should be the spokesperson because I'm gay. So, for those of you just tuning in for the first time, it's true, I'm gay. I hope you're sitting down. I hate to break it to you this way, but anyway. So they wanted to get me fired, and I am proud and happy to say that JCPenney stuck by their decision to make me their spokesperson. For me, because I need some new crew socks, and so I'm really going to clean up with this discount. So, I mean, if they have a problem with spokespeople, what about the Pillsbury Doughboy? I mean, he runs around without any pants on and basically begging for people to poke his belly. What kind of message is that, you know? So after JCPenney didn't back down, I thought, well, the story would be over. It's going to go away. I heard about this last week, and it did not go away. The group has posted a message on their Facebook page, and I would like you, we'll read it together. By jumping on the pro-gay bandwagon, JCPenney is attempting to gain a new target market, and in the process will lose customers with traditional values that have been faithful to them over all these years. The majority of JCPenney shoppers will be offended and choose to no longer shop there. Well, first of all, being gay or pro-gay is not a bandwagon. You don't get a free ride anywhere. There's no music, and occasionally we'll sing We Are Family, but that's about it. Secondly, they said a majority of the JCPenney shoppers will be offended and not shop there anymore. I would like to read just a few comments from the Million Moms Facebook page. This is on their page. And not that there's anyone counting, but for a group that calls themselves the Million Moms, they only have 40,000 members on their page. So they're rounding to the nearest million, and I get that. Anyway, here are some of the comments that people have written on their Facebook page. The first one is, love Ellen and everything she stands for. I'm going to shop there more now. Yeah. Thank you. Then, here's another one. Guess I have to start shopping at JCPenney now. Here's another one. Way to go, JCPenney, for not giving in to bullies. Stand your ground. And then, finally, I'm a Christian and part of a traditional family, and I support Ellen and now JCPenney. I usually don't talk about stuff like this on my show, but I really want to thank everyone who is supporting me. And if you don't know me very well, if you're just watching maybe for the first time or you're just getting to know me, I want to be clear. And here are the values that I stand for. I stand for honesty, equality, kindness, compassion, treating people the way you want to be treated, and helping those in need. To me, those are traditional values. That's what I stand for.
Yay, Ellen.
I couldn't love her more if I tried.
No, you can't. She's fantastic. We're going to get into a quick little one-song break. We'll be back. Keep it locked on Regular Radio, Three Strange Women.
The first time I met the devil was at a Motel 6. She left hell to spend a weekend on Earth just for kicks. Sexy little bitch, shorter than expected, about 5'5", getting thick in the breast and thighs. Beautiful dark eyes, a strong stare, large lips, soft hands and long hair. I said I'll make you smile for the simple fact I'm good at it. I'll make you smile just so I can sit and look at it.
iTunes, please.
Radio Unleashed on regularradio.com.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, in here again with Jess.
What up?
Casey.
Hiya.
And Trish, right?
Yeah.
Hey, hell yeah. I'm on a roll. Our next article comes from today.msnbc.msn.com. So this one was shared with us in the Three Strange Women group by Michaela, a good friend of ours. It's the title is Gender Bending Model Pushes Limits of the Runway. The 20-year-old has appeared in fashion shows for men's and women's designs.
He is a very beautiful man.
He is so beautiful that I can't even grasp my mind around the concept of this man. I'm blown away. I googled him and looked up some of his like pictures last night just to see like what I was really getting into. I found him on Twitter, and I'm gonna try and talk to him a little bit. But he's beautiful.
He's
blonde, like the long blonde hair. Tiny. I guess he's 6'1". But he's a male. He's not a transgender. You know, his name is Andre Pajic. Yeah. We're going to say, because I don't know how to say, there's a couple of silent, there's a silent J in there, and then there's a non-silent J in that name, so it's kind of whatever.
Yeah. I think that's like a requirement when you're a model, is to have those silent J's. Or like
I think the J's are just there to keep us guessing.
Yeah. I think so, too. That's my opinion. But this Andre is a boy. He's a 20-year-old guy. He's from Berlin. Shit. Well,
we just went over that.
He was from Serbia.
He grew up in a Siberian refugee camp, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, he spent the majority of his life there. His first job was working at McDonald's, where he was scouted by a talent scout, and they noticed him for being just like a very feminine man.
Nice.
So it's kind of nice and kind of inspiring that you can be somebody who has to work at McDonald's and somebody can come and notice you, and all of a sudden you're this banging model. Like, what? He's one of the most recognizable and controversial faces, right now in the fashion industry.
Rightfully so, because you can't tell.
Yeah.
In a lot of these photos.
You can't tell, no. He's got a woman's body, but it's weird because he has no boobs. Like, there are some topless pictures with the long blonde hair that would go, almost to probably
like
his belly button.
And, a nice sculpted chest, and you're like, oh, okay.
There should be boobs there, but there aren't. And, like, I was very, very thrown off, but I was completely attracted to this man, like, in the strangest way. Like, for me, this is bringing out, like,
I think he's
feelings.
Got, like, it's like a feminine face, like, almost an androgynous body.
Oh my God, I love it. I don't know where that came from, but I'm just fascinated.
A fan of androgyny.
Boner.
Wicked lady Stiffy.
Wicked lady boner. And although Andre is not trying to be a woman, many people in the trans community have kind of taken him in as like one of their own and like accepting him.
Yeah.
And he's been lucky to have like the acceptance of his family and his friends his whole life, and was like kind of, you could say, blessed to be born into this very feminine body for what he's doing, because he's comfortable in his own skin, which is why he can do what he does. Like, he mentions in the article that he's been very lucky to like have the support and love and family. So like, it does make a difference, but if he says, like, if I had been born in a muscular body with a lot of facial hair, I probably wouldn't be into what I'm doing, and, like, it makes sense.
Or be as comfortable.
Yeah, and confident. Like, this man has a beautiful face and, like, is captured by the camera in a way that, like, you would never imagine. Like, I had an argument with Tomor on Friday, or maybe not Friday, one of those, maybe it was Friday, about, he's like, I would totally know that's a man, and you can't fool me. I'm going to show him this picture, and he's not going to, like, which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I remember
the one
that.
With the legs on the couch. Yeah, he got all pissy, and I'm like, no, you really, I'm going to show you. You're going to be completely baffled by this, and so we're gonna test Tomor.
Yeah, I mean, if you just show a picture, of just his face, like, you can't tell.
No, you cannot.
You cannot tell that he's a man.
He's so beautiful.
I mean, it's just like, unless you get that sort of reference, like, if you go to the Frock Rider blog thing from the Three Strange Women site, you can actually see, like, it'll show a top-down shot. He's wearing pants, but you can see his chest, and it's just like, he actually looks masculine. His facial structure becomes masculine. It has a masculine cast. But
only
then, like,
because you see the chest.
You see a picture of him in that red dress from the other article. holy Jesus. Yeah. Like, you're just like, holy shit, that's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's baffling to me. It's mind-boggling.
Like, I really think that, like, that's going to push the limit in terms of fashion design for designing for both men and women, because it's like, I mean, we're seeing a lot more people who identify, at least in how they dress, in terms of, like, androgyny.
Yeah.
Like, they're really choosing to dress in a more androgynous fashion.
Yeah. Androgyny today, I think, is going to be it's kind of like, I think as a society, we're a little bit, we're molding, we're changing as to, like, what's appropriate and what's acceptable, and, like, the norm is kind of progressing. I've been seeing, even just recently.
Well, gender norms are pushing, are being pushed in both directions.
Like, tell me you would ever think that's a man. There's an image that we've got posted. It's on my Facebook page, but it's of him laying down with his legs up, and, like, he's got the most sexy, shiny, beautiful legs I think I've ever seen in my life, and you know, hair, like, they're like, that's, how can you tell me that's I don't know.
I feel like with that shot, because of the way, like, his Adam's apple looks, you can kind of tell,
but see, look at this one without the top. There's one without a shirt.
Weird, it looks photoshopped.
I expect to see
it's
boobs.
A woman's face on a man's body. It looks photoshopped.
See, like, to me, that picture looks like it has more of a masculine cast to his face, even though his face is downturned and you can't see his Adam's apple. Like,
no, I see that as the most feminine woman, thing I've ever seen.
Like, I don't know, like, just Lord the jawline.
The archer Legolas. With the long blonde hair. It had, like, a really, like, kind of girly look to his face. You know, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know his name. I'm not, like, that much into it.
Legolas.
That shot kind of reminds me of it, because he has, like, the crossbows going against his chest, yeah, and, like, the blowing of the wind, and looks like he could be that same character a little bit, just to give people, like, a comparison.
Also in the brow line.
Yeah.
The brow line is definitely masculine, regardless of how the brows are tweezed.
Whatever he's hot.
I don't know. I think that that's like, I see it as very, I see his eyes and his whole face as just feminine. Like,
you're looking at the whole package, and that's fine. Like,
even in this photo where he's, like, dressed to not look as feminine, like, as a woman.
Like, he looks like a dude in that photo.
Yeah, he does.
Not really.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. More so than the other ones, because the long
You just really want him to look like a woman.
I just
want him
to be a woman. Oh, my God.
You're just like, why isn't this dude a woman? Because I'm totally, like, into this woman.
I'm totally into this woman who is not a woman. I wonder how.
God damn it.
Shit. Fuck. No, that's a beautiful person. Like, props to him for making it in the industry right now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
fashion industry.
He's definitely, I mean, if anything, like I said, there's a whole nother world in terms of fashion design going into androgyny that's going to be pretty exciting, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I want to see where this goes. Our last article that we're going to just hop into really quickly, we found this kind of last minute. Ty found, I believe, for us this article, and it's titled, it's from uk.lifestyle.yahoo.com. It's titled, Meet the Parents Who Are Raising a Genderless Baby.
Fucking Canadians.
It's a Canadian couple from Toronto, Kathy Wickard and David Stocker. They have Stocker, S-T-O-C-K-E-R, not Stalker, like, creepy stalker. They have two children, three now total. They have a four-month-old that they've chosen not to disclose the sex of to anyone besides, like, immediate family and one or two, like, family friends. The baby's name is Storm.
Cute name.
I think it sounds very masculine, but I'm the baby. You can't tell with a baby, like, when it's a boy or a girl.
I think that, I'm sorry, I think this is stupid.
I think it's really a little stupid. Weird.
No, just because it's like, I mean, you think, like, I mean, if anything, like, there comes a time in a child's life when they need to socialize about their sexuality, and it comes at a really early age. Like, parents don't want to accept it, but their kids are behind the bushes playing with each other's, like, no-no bits at the age of, like, 5 and 6 years old.
Just to see what it is.
And if this child finds it to be taboo to say what kind of sexuality he has, or he or she has, like, I mean, that's a necessary part of social development.
Yeah.
Like, as much as parents don't want to admit it, like, and children won't talk to their parents about it, like, they're off playing around, like, at a really young age. And if it's taboo to talk about your sexuality, I'm sorry, that's retarded. You're restricting your child's development.
I think it's going the opposite direction, actually. I don't think they're tabooing sexuality. I think they're letting the child grow up in whatever direction that they want to grow up. There's no restriction.
Yeah, but they're specifically saying to the child, don't tell people whether or not you're a boy.
I don't think they're saying don't tell. Is what's
they're setting that precedent from an early age by not saying.
They're setting that themselves, which is kind of wrong. They're projecting that onto the children.
Because you think about it, by 3 or 4 years old, like, the child's going to be referred to by its name or it.
They've already got
in social situations, like, this kid gets gets out, like, even on
it's
play dates.
It's gonna be bullied.
Like,
no, they've already had problems. Their other two kids, their other two children are males, and their names are Jazz and Keo. And Jazz started playing with, you know, Barbies and girl things at school and started deciding he wanted to grow his hair long. And, like, they've had these, you know, the other one's favorite color is pink. Like, they decided to let their kids decide when they want to cut their own hair and do the things they want to do.
I think that's beautiful.
And their kids are happy. And their kids, no, they homeschooled their children. Like,
and
that's,
I think
what
that's
you,
fine.
Like,
that's awesome. Like, and more
they've
power
taken
to them
out of the ridicule situation, which would have been, you know, normal schooling. And they're trying to.
But
I had a lot of friends who are homeschooled.
What
and
happens
have parents with different ideas
in 15 years? What happens in 20 years?
Homeschool kids.
I'm not saying that homeschool kids are different. I'm not saying that. I'm saying in like 15 years and 20 years when gender identity becomes a part of,
this kid
of
is
who
learn,
you are in everyday life, like, this person isn't going to know how to interact socially about
I
that.
I think that this kid is going to learn from, as soon as they stick their own hand down their pants, they're going to understand that they're either a boy or a girl. Like, the brother and sister, like, they've got a brothers already. This person, like, you're going to know your difference. You're going to develop boobs. Like, you're going to, you pick up on your own sexuality no matter what parts you are, I think, almost immediately in life before you're five. Like, I think that this child is not going to have, like, it's not being told you cannot be a boy or a girl. It's being told, like, develop into what you wish to be, because
exactly.
The last time this happened to us, our kid decided to go like pink and play with Barbies. So
I don't
we're
know
not gonna,
I think that, like, the, like, that's something that you should encourage in your child regardless of what gender they are.
Encourage what in a child?
You should encourage them to develop into whoever they want to be, and
yeah.
Say, if you want to be a boy, be a boy. If you want to be a girl, be a girl. If you want to be a boy that dresses like a girl, rock and roll. If you want to be a girl that dresses like a boy, rock and roll. If you want to fuck boys, rock and roll. If you want to fuck girls, rock and roll.
Right.
Like, that person, that child should have that option, should be able to have that identity, and still be able to say, I am this, and I am that. And
well,
their parents should be able to say, I
know.
Am this, and I am that. I understand the awesomeness of giving the child the choice as to whether or not to advertise it, but I don't know. I really think that not actually being a parent in the respect of saying, like, this is my boy child, I am protective of this child regardless of whether or not they identify as gay, as straight, as transgendered, as transsexual, as cross-dressing, as purple-haired, as a people eater, whatever they are, like,
Chomp.
If they're male or female, that parent should be protective regardless.
The parent is
not,
protective
not
regardless.
Not taking the gender away from the child. That's how I see this. It's,
I,
say,
it's
like
it said
publicly taking the gender away from the
child. The gender.
Yeah.
I think that's what it said. It's not disclosing the gender to anybody else. It's not saying their relationship with the child. They're not saying that they're telling the child that they do not have a gender.
Yeah, but when that comes to a public issue, when they're with that child,
I,
like,
think,
it
well,
comes
that's why they've chosen to do what they're doing and keep it private and keep exactly what they've got going on, because these parents,
yeah.
It keeps it simple.
I'm
it keeps
sorry.
It really simple.
They're just
I think we're
it,
just going to have to agree to disagree on
yeah,
this, because
I
like
think
we're coming down to
no,
the wire on it, but
I don't think it's bad. I think it could be an interesting social experiment.
I heartily agree
more
with,
than anything.
I heartily disagree with both of you. And that's where I think it's going to stop.
It's okay. You're entitled. But we've got some new ideas developing as far as social.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a kid and you tell them
norms and experiences, and that's kind of what this show is about.
If they can do whatever they want. And if you give them all these options, be like, do you want option A, B, C, D, E, F, or G? Do you want to be trans, straight, gay, whatever, ever?
The kid's going to know when it starts comparing its genitals with its brother.
There's something to be said for just letting it be and letting them develop on their own.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And saying, hey, guess what? You have boy bits. You're a boy. Whatever you want to be, just be it. Like, I don't whatever
pretty,
happened to just childhood being childhood?
Bits.
Why does gender have to be a problem before
because
the age of 13
fucking
years old?
Because gender is oppressive. When you're told that you
when
are a boy
when, yeah, when
and you're
16
told
and
that you are a girl,
years old. When you're 6 years old,
you have
doesn't
to
matter.
Get into
you're
Barbies,
playing in the dirt like everybody else.
That's what it is. No, it's when you're getting
well,
into, it's your likes
your
as a child. No, you got
listen
Barbies.
Listen to what they have to say. Listen to what your child has to say. Actually, walk them down the aisle and they say, like, I want the RC cars or I want the Barbies. It doesn't matter what they have between their legs. If you're listening to your child,
yeah,
they'll get what they want regardless of what their gender is.
They're taking
so
the
who
time,
cares,
but
who knows?
Social values also won't encourage that. Like, their teachers won't get them Barbies if they're a
exactly
boy.
Like,
but who,
or their friends won't get them Barbies
as a child.
If they're homeschooling
at
their children,
birthday parties,
anyway.
You start developing your sexuality a lot sooner than
if
anybody is gonna. Either, as a child, I started noticing things about myself probably around 5 or 6 years old of what I was interested in. When I started to notice things on TV, like
yeah,
when
but
you're interested
they're homeschooled
in
homeschooled anyway,
when
so
people
what
are middle school. school, they know that they want to be trans.
They already started having problems in public because of their first two sons who are into feminine things, and they took the kids out of that situation to cover for it and to make it a different opportunity.
Yeah, and to me, it seems like it's hiding from the situation. Like, they're not actually confronting the social issues. They're making it so that...
You throw your kids to the wolves.
I'm not saying to throw your kids to the wolves. I'm fine with them homeschooling their kids. But by not assigning a gender based on physical fact...
They're not assigning the gender. They're not disclosing. It's not saying that they don't have another son or daughter. They're saying they have an it.
They're saying
they have a child that they're going to allow
that may or may not be male or female.
They're trying to decide on their own.
What if it is a hermaphrodite? What if the child was hermaphrodite?
Then that's fine.
What if that's why they chose not to disclose it?
Then the kid wouldn't have been in the fucking news.
You don't know that?
Like, if they hadn't actually done this whole, I'm not going to tell people what my child's gender
maybe
is, they would have never been in the fucking news.
I mean, just the two words, girl and boy, makes a huge difference in the course of one's life.
This is a cry for attention. That's what this is. This is a, I want to be different, and I want to be special.
I think it's a new step. I think it's a new step as far as discovering gender identity.
Really, you know what? If you want to raise your child right, then
don't be judging people how people raise right. You are not anyone to be the judge of what is right and what is not.
I'm not saying what is right or not. I'm saying if you want to raise your child right,
there's different morals
to instill. You don't have to have a fucking press release for it.
That's not to say they're not raising their children right. They're raising their children in their ideals. You're implying that they're doing something wrong.
I did not say that in one way or any other.
Implying. If you want to raise your child right, yes.
I said raise your child right, but what you don't
do the right way to do that
is there one like, set right way to
I
raise
didn't
a child?
Say that there
Christianity.
I didn't we need say to get off either. Of this. We're over our time. This is Unregular Radio. This is Three Strange Women. We get a little hot headed sometimes. Yay for genderless kids. We'll get into it more later. I'm going to try to find another follow-up on this after this week. I mean, I think we've got a lot more to talk about as far
yay
as
yay for
goes.
Letting people deal with their own problems.
Yeah, that. UnregularRadio.com, Three Strange Women. Thank you to Jess.
Bye,
thank you to Casey. Thank you to Trish for coming in and sharing some ideas with us. It was random and awesome.
Thank you
for
coming guys.
In, Trish.
Thank you
for arguing with me.
I love it. I love a good debate. It's
it makes
good
for good radio. We'll be back next week, same time. Keep it locked. We've got Jonathan Santorelli with the Audio Spectrum next, and they've got an awesome, awesome special guest. They've got Crisley coming into
amazing
the studio.
Show lined up.
Yeah. Keep it. You don't want to go anywhere. This is going to be amazing.
More dance.
Boom, 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 boom. See you later.
Broadcasting from downtown Boston, this is UnregularRadio.com.
I make rappers blue
this
like
one's
Leslie.
In my city. I ride for the place of my birth. Punks better stay on their turf or they get got. Cause my hood's the place where fakes get shot, get dropped in the lake. Wait for the bitch cop. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. And if you start here, you'll get done here. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. This is my hood, your hood, it don't come back.
I do bitches kinda how I do beats. But your girl's booty seem more drunk dudes in Moody Street. Snitches kinda how I do skeets. Have them screaming and they going to sleep. We too deep, they too cheap. So we never break bread, but instead we got them chewing their feet. My cutlery, it just gleams, watch me cut up some meat. Sketchy bastards, these entertainers put us to sleep. My city never sleeps, a lot of money to be made. Them D-boys is out, even sunny in the shade. It's funny in the day, undercover's trying to front. But me, I stay covered, change numbers twice a month. Yeah, I'm reppin' watch city, money on my mind. I'll be cloudy, but it shine like it's sunny all the time. I see money when I rhyme, I got Perico and Deez. Be young fella Flame and Luciano
Pete.
better stay on they turf or they get got. Cause my hood's the place where fakes get shot, get dropped in the lake, wait for the bitch cop. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. And if you start here, you'll get done here. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. This is my hood, your hood, it don't come here.
They need practice, the whole game going backwards. People say I've changed, but I say that I've adapted, evolved, cause I live it. These actors, they reenact it. That could be a factor in me shitting on these bastards. Freestyle or written, my wit always the fastest. I'm good with two fists, you could get your ass kicked. Just move like two bricks, sitting in the Ashton, harassing your bitch, listening to crack acid. You get them motherfucking stacks up, bitches get them racks up. Rappers get your facts up, this one's for the city where I rest my head. God, please bless the ones that was left for dead. You fuck your two white cups, I got a plastic keg. I wouldn't dead you, I'd rather whip your ass instead. Your sketchy bastards fat, we coming hard out the gate. Drive the rock for the green, we going hard
this
in one's
pit. This one's for my city, I ride for the place of my birth. Punks better stay on they turf or they get got. Cause my hood's the place where fakes get shot, get dropped in the lake, wait for the bitch cop. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. And if you start here, you'll get done here. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. This is my hood, your hood, it don't come back. For the place of my birth, punks better stay on they turf or they get got. Cause my hood's the place where fakes get shot, get dropped in the lake, wait for the bitch cop. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. And if you start here, you'll get done here. If you ain't from here, then don't come here. This is my hood, your hood, it don't come back.
Chicken, the casino, take your bank before I pay.